ハロー、リオピュエンドスプライムダルマトーク。There are, in Japan, there are about 3,000 people who will be born every year who are not male or female, intersex people. Unfortunately, for now,they are falsely operated since childhood to be male or a female. My personal opinion is that they should be accepted in a society as a intersex is one of other sex. So the world is not only man or female, there are also intersex exist.Every year 3,000 people means that in Japan, only in Japan there'll be, wouldn't say 1 million, but much more than 500,000 people exist. And by the way, every year the people who are seeking for the enlightenmentand to practice the real spiritual way will be born. We don't know how many people, but there will be exist some certain numbers. I was wondering who seeks for the true enlightenmentand to practice, to be awakened the true reality of oneself and the world. And the practitioner Alice in Austria said, oh, because they don't suffer. Who don't practice means because they don't suffer. And I was a bit surprised, because when we hear the word suffering, we usually imagine suffering because of the phenomenon, like the boyfriend or girlfriend left, or wife or husband left, or I got a lot of debt, or I lost my job, I'm suffering, or sick, or etc.And if you look at Alice, she was born in a good family. Father is doctor, and she herself went to medical school and became doctor. And she's a really passionate practitioner. Even though she herself has family and raising 3 children,From the general point of view, from the society, there's no reason that she suffers. So what she's saying is that suffering from the life itself, human life itself. And I remembered from about my life, I was... teenager, and I suffered too much about life, and that made me to seek for the enlightenment and to practice. Then what is a life itself, the suffering from the life itself? One is seeing the worldwhich is full of suffering. There are war and starvation and poorness, and it's people are crying everywhere all the time. To see and to feel the suffering of the world is suffering. And there are differences in people who suffer about it and whodon't suffer about it so much. Another cause of suffering is to to live in this human world as everything is on the way to corrupt, to be bad. And nothing is forever. The food become a bad day as day goes by. So as our bodies, every year, every month, every week, every day, every second, we are on the way to the death. Every moment is living from the shyness of the younger days. And there are people who don't take so much seriously about this. And there are people who really take it serious. Not with the mind or with the head, or with existence itself. Who's supposed to see the world, which is the human world, which is full of suffering, is the people who instinctively expect there is a world that exists that opposite of the suffering. It's full of joy, full of happiness, which is pure land. It's an invisible world it is now, but beyond the physical world, there are the world of the infinite happiness and the beauty. Some people intinguishly expect by inspiration or feel it, and these people suffer to see the world as it is now. Also, there are some people instinctively expect that there are the world, invisible world, beyond the physical phenomenon world, there are an infinitive happiness increases, not every moment. And there's a world that every moment increasing the joy and comfort, which is pure land. Who instinctively expect that this world exists will suffer to see, recognize their own physical body, which is opposite from that. Are those worlds exist or not? If those world does not exist, if all the practice and expectation were just waste. However, if one really find the way, the one will experience that the world inside of heart, the suffering of the life will transform to the happiness and the joy. And they can feel that this happiness and joy are the reflection of the other shore, the reflection of the invisible world, the pure land, which is full of happiness and joy. And because this suffering of the life transform to the happiness and joy, they will know that subconsciousness intuitively expectation that the world of infinite happiness and joy increases every moment. This pure existence is light. They will know that their intuitive expectation was right. Therefore, In case if you feel suffering of the life, I would like to show the way to transform your suffering to joy and happiness, if we have a chance. Thank you.